And I first joined AYLA in 1996 when I decided I'd left doing criminal work. I was a criminal defense, public defender in San Diego, moved to Arizona, and started a small immigration clinic with a friend of mine because, at the time, Pat Buchanan hated immigrants. And if Pat Buchanan hated them, I figured they were decent people and worthy of my time and attention.
Luckily, that's all over.
Yeah, right. Apparently, me entering the fight didn't exactly improve things. But when I was I'm trying to make this transition from criminal law to immigration law, and it is just a confounding mess in so many ways. The idea that there was a community of people out there that was available to help me navigate this, that was interested in the same things I was interested in terms of pursuits of justice and holding the government accountable, and that was so willing to share information. I'll never forget my AYLA moment. Shout out to Bob Powell. I was at the time, it was still the leftover of the IRCA cases. I had somebody in my office who looked like they had an argument for their case getting reopened and reconsidered. And Bob Powell had done a bunch of really good litigation on that. I found a case, had his name on it. And the woman who had introduced me to AYLA, a woman named Roxy Bacon, said, "He's an AYLA member, just call him." And I did, and he picked up the phone, and Bob Powell spent, probably 20 minutes with me or 30 minutes with me, walking me through what that case meant, pointing me in the directions of some resources. And I'll never forget hanging up the phone thinking, much like I thought with immigrants, like, wow, I don't know who the hell these people are, but I want to be part of that.